It was good to get a win. You know, we've obviously down in Florida didn't have much success, and just good to get a first win in a new year. And I thought Cam Lewis played a very energetic game for us, and had a lot to do with us winning the game tonight.
Coach, what was behind starting Kevin Higgy over Aaron or Harrison?
I'm sorry?
Starting Kevin Higgy over Aaron or Harrison at this point.
Harrison's just coming off a injury, pulled hamstring. He's only practiced one day. And if anybody was at or saw the Miami game, that's the reason why Kevin even started. He, you know, had a lot of energy in the Miami game, did some good things, and thought was deserving of the chance to start tonight.
Coach, you got to win. Discuss how you played tonight.
Well, you know, we're not playing a lot of confidence right now, but hey, it has to start someplace, and the schedule for a young team, an inexperienced team, has been very difficult. And I think when you go out and play that type of schedule with the inexperience that we have, that can, after you lose and you don't have success, it can really take away from your confidence. You're not watching a team that's playing a lot of confidence right now, so to get a win tonight, hopefully that will start us on our way.
Brian, can you talk about what it's like to come home after that tough road trip and get a win here at home?
Well, it's a great feeling playing at home, but also, you know, knowing we're at home too down there, it's something that we needed. We're with each other for, you know, every meal, you know, for seven straight days down there. So I think, you know, in terms of basketball on the court, you know, it wasn't a great trip, but at the same time, I think it was one that we needed. We haven't gone on too many road trips this year. So when you're with guys, you know, 24 hours a day for, you know, 7-8 days, it's definitely an experience and one that we needed to grow up since we are so young. So I think it was, you know, a good trip besides, you know, the basketball, you know, the games. But home's great. You know, the clutch is the best. And for some reason, these guys are starting to get what it's all about playing at home. And hopefully we can carry this on until, you know, next, you know, we got 3 more 5 games, and then we're into the league. So.
What do you think was the difference in the second half tonight?
I'm not sure. I think we, you know, picked up a little bit of defense intensity. We rebounded, I think, maybe a little better on most plays. Some at the end weren't that great, but, you know, guys are sharing the ball. We were exposing some of their players, and, you know, Cam was great, reverse sealing, and, you know, we need big men to, you know, grab rebounds for us and score. So I think there's a lot of positives that hopefully we build on. Like Coach said, get some momentum for these next 3 games.
Cameron, this game for a lot of the time is a little close to comfort, don't you think? How are you feeling out there? The day was 50-47, you and Aaron got together for a couple of passes, kind of a game ball, a little reading, you speak about that.
Yeah, the game was really close, but I think, like Brian said, in that second half, like, for a good stretch, we speak up the defense, and their turnovers led to easier points for us. And once that happened, we got a couple stops, and I think they got down on themselves a little bit and, like, kind of exploited that. So, I don't know. I think like, Brian out there is just, you know, he led us, and, like, that's what we need. For that, that was, like, a crucial time in the game, and we executed, and that's how we got up to 10.
Cam, I thought your rebounding at the beginning of the game was really a spark, and then throughout the game, you played really well. Can you talk about maybe what your mindset was coming into tonight?
So our team is, we've just been a little bit down, and you know, you just need guys to play hard, and when you play hard, like, good things happen, and, you know, that's just what I was doing. Like, you know, we've had a lot of tough losses, we got a lot of young guys, and I think some of the older guys we've been around, we've got a lot, we just need to go out there and play hard, get some wins, and, like, things will start to turn around, and the players will be better. And, yeah, we have a lot of talent, we just, our playing is great, so I think each guy takes a couple steps, and everybody will start taking those steps.
Brian, was it difficult getting, you know, up for a game like this? I mean, obviously you got to eat wins, but you're coming into those tournaments, you know, those 3 quarters empty, you're playing a winless team. You know, just kind of how, especially with a young team, where, you know, you need to be ready, and then you have it. You know, how were you kind of approaching that?
No, not at all. I was actually up for this as much as any other game. You know, worst thing that could happen is we lose to a, you know, winless team. And I don't know what that snowball would be like negatively. So that was the least thing I came out of, kind of had to get my team going. I think, you know, guys who each other understood the circumstances. And, you know, they're not a terrible basketball team. So, you know, they played tough and, you know, came at us and, you know, made it a game. But no, not at all. I took it, you know, I couldn't imagine what a loss would feel like right now. So, I think we've learned from, you know, some of the games that we've already lost prior to this. And I didn't want that feeling to happen again. So, we got embarrassed in Florida, you know. So, the thing I want most is to come out in a real game situation to get a win and, you know, get off the schneid a little bit.
With you having, you know, the three occupiers under your belt and everything, and Glenn mentioning, you know, how teams lack general confidence, as a senior leader, like, you can't really teach attitude. You know, how do you deal with all the new players, seven freshmen?
I just try to talk to them. Sometimes they're a little harder on themselves than they really have to be. If they make a mistake, you know, you got to play through that. You know, they're going to make them and, you know, hopefully you can learn from them. But at the same time, you do got to grow up fast. And, you know, we're 14 years in the season, I guess, now. And, you know, inexperience, I don't really think, you know, can be an excuse anymore. And I think guys, you know, don't want to use that as an excuse. So I think the more games we get and the more guys are getting opportunities and making the best of opportunities, you know, the better off we'll be. And, you know, this was a great game to get guys' confidence up a little bit, and I think it did, so.
Any more questions?
Coach, at this point, this has been the start of the new year with a win over a team that's really struggling.
Well, we're I'm sorry, I didn't get the first part of that question.
This is the start of a whole brand new year.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's an important win for us, and like Brian said, these guys are, I think, what are they, only 17? I mean, they lost to Rutgers by 10. Now, and that wasn't a game that was 20-10. I mean, they come out here, and they're a transition Division I program. They're loose. They play with the right attitude. They play together. They play hard. They're far from a disgrace. And, you know, they played some other close games. They've had some, even in their losses, when they've lost by 20-something or 30, they, you know, they've been competitive. They represent themselves well. So we were coming in this game, going to have to work for things. It wasn't going to come easy. And that's the way it's going to be the whole year. I don't think anything is going to come easy for us. But it should help us. Any time you get a win, when you've been struggling, you feel a little better about yourself, and it picks you up. So hopefully get a day off tomorrow and come back, and we've got three tough Big Five games. Hopefully we're ready for them.